get when I need to take my break from reading to you and everything. Actually, yeah, I got that water. Yes, I do. Okay. Let's continue our reading of Comic Book Radio Theater. I will read to you some Spider-Man and the Guardians of the Galaxy. So say I. Yes. All right. This radio station, as long as you want to be a host, they'll let you do whatever you want. So it's CKUW 95.9 FM. And hey, you know what? How do I get myself prepared? Reappear. My English is terrible today. As I reappear myself, I'm going to prepare myself again. Okay, while I do that, okay, let's listen to some music. You know what? Seems why not. Formerly of Crystal Castles. Because there's like a guy in the story that's all crystal looking and everything. Anyway, I like that character. Formerly of Crystal Castles, Alice Glass. Alice Glass. Let's listen to her. Let's check her out. Check this out. CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm off to read more comic books to you. Comic Book Radio Theater, 95.9 FM. We are your commercial free alternative.
Fine. Boy, am I sure glad to see you here, Spider-Man. I mean, my future, my whole life is bound up in these videotapes. Why are Carlson's goons after you? And what exactly did you film? I can't tell you that!
Spider sense is tingling.
Hey, Hold it there, lady. Hands off the videotape deck. Cripes! She moves like greased lightning. By the time I'm out of the alleyway, she's halfway down the block. And she's got the videotape. A whole lot of people seem to be very interested in what this guy photographed. And I think I better find out why. Why? Wait! Wait! Spider-Man, wait!
Wait! Wait! Wait!
He's not listening. He's going after that girl. Boy, oh boy, what a scoop!
What a scoop!
Perhaps Reynolds uses a film camera and takes pictures. An outer space hijack, aliens, and Spider-Man too. The story's gotta be worth a Pulitzer Prize. Nikki's Incredible Speed takes Spider-Man so much by surprise that before he can snag her with a web line, she is bolted into a nearby taxi cab and is on her way. Nikki thinks to herself from the back of the taxi cab as she looks out the back window of the cab. She's looking straight at Spider-Man.
Sheesh! That was close! 70th Avenue and 53rd Street, please, and step on it!
You got it, lady!
Spider-Man spins some web lines and begins to swing around.
Big mistake there, girly. On foot, you might have given me the slip, but inside a taxi in midtown traffic? Ha! Not a chance. This caper is just getting crazier and crazier by the second. That's that girl's hair. When I saw it in the alleyway, I figured it was some trick of light. But, it wasn't. But. It's the weirdest color I've ever seen. So, who is she? What is she? And why does she want that videotape?
The taxi cab stops. Spider-Man is swinging above head.
Ah! The taxi's stopping. Hey, but what gives? We're only a block away from the DCR tower.
Nikki gets out of the taxi cab.
Keep the change, driver.
Thanks! Holy cow, your hair!
Like it? It's natural, too.
Spider-Man swings in and grabs Nikki.
Hi there, remember me?
What?
Spider-Man takes Nikki, grabbing Nikki, and he takes her to the top of a building. He doesn't see that Starhawk is hiding behind a chimney at the top of this building.
I've got a few million questions, lady, and I sure hope you speak English, because I want some answers.
I speak English, you moron. Now put me down before I brain you.
Hey, let's start things slow. I'm called Spider-Man. Who are you?
Spider-Man thinks to himself.
Uh-oh. My spider senses says trouble.
My name, none of your business.
Maybe or maybe not. In the meantime, I'll take that videotape.
Starhawk takes a lunge at Spider-Man, but Spider-Man turns around just in time to confront him.
No, Earthling. The videotape is ours, and ours it must remain.
Go get him, Starhawk!
Spider-Man thinks to himself.
He called me Earthman. Then these are aliens. Nice try, Buster. But bushwhacking me, a man with handy-dandy 100% guaranteed spider sense, is next to impossible.
Spider-Man completely clocks Starhawk with one solid punch.
Starhawk!
Now, will you both cool it? I'm looking for answers, not a fight. Let's call a truce before things get out of hand.
Nikki puts her hand on Spider-Man's shoulder to get his attention.
I've got news for you, Spider-Man.
What?
Things
what?
Are already what? Out of hand.
Nikki boots Spider-Man square in the stomach. Knocking him on the ground.
Well, this tears it with the two of you. I tried to be nice. I tried to give you a chance to explain yourselves. And what did I get for my troubles? A size 6 in the gut.
Ow!
You asked for it, Flamehead.
Spider-Man, no, stop. And you too, Nikki, back off. Back off. Back off. Back off. Back off.
Martinix pulls out his Avengers ID card and shows it to Spider-Man.
We're not your enemies, Spider-Man. Please, please, don't be alarmed by my appearance.
Why should I? I run into talking mirror men all the time with Avengers ID. Nearly every day, in fact.
And as quickly as possible, Martinex briefs Spider-Man, covering only the barest essentials of the Guardians of the Galaxy's mission here on Earth.
Our status as Avengers is a temporary thing. Our origin is unimportant. But what is? What is important is that Carlson be stopped, and that when we leave, no evidence remains of our visit to Earth.
And you want me to help, right?
Your offer is appreciated, my friend, but unnecessary. Our work here is almost done. All we ask is that you do not hinder us.
And at that moment, on the executive floor of the DCR Tower,
it wasn't my fault, Mr. Carlson. I had the kid caught cold until Spider-Man butted in.
Anvil. I had you and your cellmate, Hammer Jackson, released from prison. Because I needed good men. And I was told that the two of you were the best. This is your chance to prove it. Do you recognize this?
Do you recognize this?
It's our chain! Our chain! Our chain! That's the crazy chain the alien gave us! Boop! That happened in issue The Incredible Hulk, number 182.
Precisely. The energy synthicon. The energy synthicon. It's as good as new.
Good job, man. The Hulk tore it to bits. Almost fried both our brains in the process.
I understand your fears, Hammer. But they are groundless. You'll see. My scientists have assured me that this time, the bond between you will no longer be psychic, but merely physical. You can remove the energy synthicon whenever and as often as you wish. I offer you power, gentlemen. The same tremendous strength the energy synthicon gave you before.
And soon, swinging through the streets of Manhattan, we find Spider-Man.
Spider-Man thinks to himself,
beings from other worlds? I still find it all hard to believe. I suppose they're no crazier than the witch queens, the devil daughters, the sorcerer werewolves, or other assorted wackos I've been running into lately. You know, life was a lot simpler when I was just your basic, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Still no sign of that photographer. I am sure I heard the camera shutter click off as I went after Nikki. I promised Martinix I'd get that film too.
We'll return with Marvel Team Up number 86 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. All right, let's see. Oh, okay. This is something you could do. Something you chew on. It's it kind of gives it away, but something you blow bubbles with doesn't completely give it away. But this ad is telling you of a ways where you could I don't know, not exactly fight, but compete using what you chew and blow bubbles with. What am I talking about?
Gum fighting. Practice and techniques. All bubble gums are not alike.
Not alike.
The kid on the left is blowing bubbles with another gum. The kid on the right is blowing bubbles with new Hubba Bubba. Note the size that Hubba Bubba bubble. Note the size of that Hubba Bubba bubble. As you see, a sticky situation is developing on the left, but not on the right. Notice the Hubba Bubba bubble comes right off the face and goes back into the mouth. As for the bubble gum on the left, those are the brakes
my friend. To be sure you are getting the genuine article, study the picture below very carefully, then repeat, hubba bubba, 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 hubba bubba. Get yourself delicious new hubba bubba soon and see for yourself. Your bubble troubles are over. Soft, juicy, delicious. Hubba bubba. Big bubbles, no troubles.
No troubles. Yes. Let's not have troubles. Let's have bubbles, not troubles. Okay. I'm protesting again. That's the placard I'll be carrying.
All right. I just give this away. This is for a type of pie. You can hold it in your hand. With one hand, easy to devour. And there's a lot of sugary tasting, sweet tasting fruit inside of this food item. What am I talking about? We have a superhero advertising it to you. Okay, let's go.
The Incredible Hulk and the Ultimate Weapon.
Our weapon is out of control.
It will destroy everything and anything in its path.
And in its path is the Hulk.
Dumb humans, scared. Hulk not scared. Hulk enjoyed fight. First time humans not interfere with Hulk. Now Hulk do them a favor. Humans forget troubles. Enjoy hostess fruit pies.
Tender light crust.
Apple, cherry, peach filling too.
Real fruit filling. I say our weapons contract has been terminated permanently.
Maybe we should forget about weapons and concentrate on enjoying ourselves, starting with these hostess fruit pies.
Humans finally getting smarter.
You get a big delight in every bite of hostess fruit pies.
Ah, okay. Let's see, it has to do also with fruit and, it's such a, you know what, it's such an effed up story. I'm just going to read it to you. What am I talking about?
How we saved the universe with our banana walkie-talkies and got back to tell about it with our banana compasses. We were on patrol when the spaceship landed. My partner and I split up to get a closer look. But before I knew it, I was captured by hostile aliens.
I have just one request before you disintegrate me, I said. Can I finish my lunch?
I calmly pulled out my banana walkie-talkie. It's a real walkie-talkie, but it looks like a Chiquita banana. Secretly, I beeped out our coordinates on the hidden Morse code button. Meanwhile, my partner used the banana compass to send help in our direction. Thanks to Chiquita bananas and some quick thinking, the invasion was stopped and the universe once again safe from evil. Banana walkie-talkies, a pair of solid-state 11-inch walkie-talkies with voice volume control, telescopic antenna, Morse code chart, secret beep button, and belt clip. Only $13.95 and three stickers from Chiquita Bananas, batteries not included. There's also the banana compass. It's 5.5 long plastic banana that holds a liquid-filled compass capsule. Inside is a rotating dial that always remains upright so you can read it easily. Only $2.50 and three stickers from Chiquita Bananas. How to order? Send to Chiquita Brands Incorporated, P.O. Box 7968, St. Paul, Minnesota, zip code 55195.
Who doesn't need a walkie-talkie shaped like a banana? Who doesn't?
We now return to Marvel Team Up number 86. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM,
the University of Winnipeg.
A crazy chain! That's the crazy chain the alien gave us!
Precisely. The energy Symphicon. It's as good as new.
That's jive, man. The Hulk tore it to bits. Almost fried both our brains in the process.
I understand your fears there, Hammer. But they are groundless. My scientists have assured me that this time the bond between you will no longer be psychic, but merely physical. You can remove the Synthicon whenever and as often as you wish.
I offer you power, gentlemen. The same tremendous strength the energy Synthicon gave you before.
And soon, over the streets of Manhattan, Spider-Man is swinging. Swinging on a web line and thinking to himself.
Beings from another world? I still find it hard to believe, but I suppose they're no crazier. No crazier than witch queens, devil daughters, sorcerer werewolves, or other assorted wackos I've been running around with lately. You know, life was a lot more simple when I was just your basic friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Still, no sign of that photographer. I'm sure I heard a camera shutter click as I went after Nikki, and I promised Martinix I'd get that film too.
The way tonight's been going, that may be too much to... What the heck?
What the heck? What the heck?
The Energy Synthicon. Spider-Man nearly runs into the Energy Synthicon. Bug boy, Spider boy, all our lives, Anvil and I have gotten nothing but grief. First from the law, and then from stinking self-righteous superheroes like you. It's gonna be a real pleasure
to dish out for a change. To dish some out for a change.
One punch, and the fight is over.
After a while, lights start flashing inside of Spider-Man's head. So he figures he isn't dead. He's not surprised to find himself a prisoner.
Spider-Man, he's awake, Mr. Carlson.
Excellent, Hammer. You and Anvil have more than fulfilled my high expectations. You have caused this corporation a great deal of trouble in the past, Spider-Man.
My pleasure?
I'm sure it was. But now, it's our turn. Before you die, Spider-Man, we mean to know who you are and why you are. Spider-Man thinks to himself, he is handcuffed against a wall.
I've been testing out these chains. There's some kind of electro shackles. Somehow they're turning my own strength against me. I can't break them.
Spider-Man, who knows? The secrets we learn from you may enable us to create a virtual army of Spider-Man.
This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. You are listening to a reading of Marvel Team-Up number 86, October, the year 1979.
Oh, my next trick.
Fruitpie the Magician started an avalanche.
Oh, Drat.
He is the avalanche. So are the Hostess Fruitpies and Twinkie's cake.
Twinkie the Kid to the rescue.
Yahoo!
Thanks, Twinkie. Now for Hostess Fruit Pies, Apple and Cherry. And Twinkies.
Yummy cream filling. Real fruit filling.
You get a big delight in every bite of Hostess Fruit Pies.
And Twinkies.
Yahoo!
Your mind, CKUW. Yeah, come here and lose your mind. I have, and it has never stopped me from doing comic book radio theater. I want to shoot back into it. Why? Because Spider-Man's in a lot of trouble, right? Spider-Man's in a lot of trouble. He's chained up, and he might be discovered that he's Peter Parker, and then, I don't know, They'll figure something out to do with him. And then do away with him or something like that. Terrible. He needs to be saved. Who's going to save him? The Guardians of the Galaxy are around. Let's see what happens. All right. Let's get back into this. I will continue my read to you of Marvel Team-Up number 86. Put there on the bookshelves back in October of 1979. Am I getting everything right here? Yeah, I am. October of 1979. You know what? If you went to a place to buy music, shopping mall, there was here in Winnipeg, there was number of record stores downtown Portage Avenue and you know, places to go to buy your records, vinyl, CD, cassette. Actually, CD didn't exist back then. What am I talking about? 8-track did. If you want new music, back in October of 1979, say you're saying nay to comic books. I want music in my ear. What would you have? Brand new, back in October of 1979, you'd have April Wine, they're live in concert. I'll play them live in concert at some point in the 1980s. They're playing live from Halifax, and some Trooper, and also, this would be interesting, it's U2, it's their demo tape from when the band was only 1 year old. So very early U2. It's a demo tape put out back then. All right, that's what you get. April Wine, Trooper, U2. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to circle back into what I was doing. I'll find some music for you around here. Is there some CD around here? Here, okay. All right. I continue. Comic book, radio, theater. What will happen next with my reading of Marvel Team-Up number 86? All right. All right. Yep. Get this out. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you.
So Hey, this is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
After a while, lights start flashing inside of Spider-Man's head. So he figures he isn't dead. Though, he's not surprised to find himself a prisoner.
Spider-Bug, he's awake, Mr. Carlson.
Excellent, Hammer. You and Anvil have more than fulfilled my high expectations. You have caused this corporation, Spider-Man, a great deal of trouble in the past.
My pleasure?
Oh, I'm sure it was. But now it's our turn. Before you die, Spider-Man, we need to know who you are and why you are.
Spider-Man thinks to himself, he's handcuffed against a wall.
I've been testing out these chains. They're some kind of electro shackles. Somehow, they're turning my own strength against me, and I can't break them.
Spider-Man, who knows? The secrets we learn from you may enable us to create a virtual army of Spider-Man.
But even if that goal proves unattainable, at least we'll have the pleasure of ridding my firm of an annoying foe like you.
Remove his mask, Anvil. Remove it. Remove it. Let's find out for once and for all who we're dealing
who
with.
We're dealing who with. We're dealing with.
Anvil, did you hear me? Strip off his mask.
Mr. Carlson! Hammer! There's something happening to the wall!
To the wall!
To the wall!
To the wall! Holy! Hey! Hey! Hey!
Have no fear, Web Slinger. Guardians of the Galaxy are here!
Here!
Here! Here! Here.
Shoot! 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 Shoot!
It's getting so... There are more blasted superheroes in this town than there are cops!
We saw you get captured, Spider-Man. Sorry we couldn't bail you out sooner. We had to make sure we erased all the dry dock tapes.
Now it's our turn to get... Now it's your turn to get erased, girl! Because... You're caught between Hammer and Anvil! Take a partner!
Oops! Oops! Oops!
As Nikki falls, as she fires, she falls. As Nikki falls, she fires. Even though she is off balance, her energy bolts hit dead on target.
On target.
Smashing. Smashing Spider-Man's handcuffs. He can get free. A moment later, Spider-Man has wrenched free from his leg irons. And the room virtually explodes with action.
Action.
It's a brutal, fierce, no-holds-barred
fight, fight, fight.
Ordinarily, neither hammer nor anvil would be a match for any one of our heroes. The energy Synthicon has changed all that. The gift of a grateful extraterrestrial whose life the two men have unwittingly saved. The energy Synthicon draws its power from any and all forms of kinetic energy around it, thereby giving Hammer and Anvil almost unlimited strength.
What do you know? These bozos may be incredibly strong, but they're not invincible. Hammer's down, and he should be too. He took one of my best shots ever. I can move fast enough. Maybe I can flatten Anvil out as well.
I can guess your next move, Spider-Man! But it ain't gonna work! Hang loose, my partner! Cause it's time to play Crack the Whip!
Nikki and Spider-Man go flying! Flying across the room. But behind Anvil is Starhawk lying on the ground.
The chain is the key, my friends. Destroy it, and the battle is won.
Ow!
That hurt, Buster!
That hurt, Buster!
But not enough to stop me!
Stop me!
Shrugging off Starhawk's coherent light beam surge, Anvil lunges for the Guardian's throat. Only to be literally frozen in his tracks by a blast of extreme cold fired by Martinex.
And in the blink of an eye, the man from Pluto covers the energy Synthicon in ice, lowering its temperature quickly towards absolute zero.
Spider-Man thinks to himself as he's about to spin his web.
I think I understand what Martinex is trying to do. Uh-oh, Hammer's gonna go after him. I've got to move fast. That intense cold should make the energy Synthicon incredibly brittle. So with luck and one good tug, it should shatter.
Excellent, Spider-Man. Excellent.
Excellent. Excellent.
The energy Synthicon is destroyed. These men, they've become normal humans once again. They should give us no more trouble.
And trouble giveth? No, they don't.
We have all we have come for, Spider-Man. Our thanks for your assistance.
Spider-Man and Starhawk shake each other's hands.
What assistance, Starhawk? All I did was get myself captured and beat up as usual.
Marginix SciComp has ensured that Hammer and Anvil will have no memory of us or even you when they awake.
Fine by me. But their boss, Carlson, got away in all the confusion. You people better get out of here. Get moving. For all we know, he may have called the police.
A few minutes later, on top of the DCR Tower.
So long, folks. Have a good trip to wherever you're going.
The Guardians of the Galaxy are taking off in some form of spaceship. Spider-Man thinks to himself as he waves goodbye.
I shouldn't sound so discouraged. What if I spent most of the night being a bozo, accomplishing practically nothing? It's not the first time I'll probably be the... And it probably won't be the last either. Besides, I came up here to find out if the DCR was planning a criminal operation. They were, and I helped stop it.